Sometimes when looking at the different Mefarshim and Chumash, it's striking to see how different thoughts which the Mefarshim see in the Chazal, where we would have seen maybe a different point. With that in mind, there's a thought from the altar from Slobodka, and this is in Parshas Metzora. In Parshas Metzora, the Torah describes that the Baal HaBayis, the owner of the Bayis, comes to the Kohen and says, "Kenega nirli b'boyis." So the Mishnah learns out that even if the person knows for sure that it's a nega and he's a Talmud Chacham, he does not say nega nirli b'boyis. He says kin nega nirli b'boyis. And even if the Kohen is an Am Oretz and the person is the Talmud Chacham, and he is going to the one who's going to actually explain and direct the Kohen what to say, because Allah is in a case where the Kohen is an Am Oretz, so he gets the Talmud Chacham to look, and the Talmud Chacham tells the Kohen what to say, and the Kohen says it, because the Tumah and Tahara require a Kohen, so it's done based on what the Kohen, the words of the Kohen. But the decision is based on the Talmud Chacham. See, if he is the Talmud Chacham of the city, and he's going to be directing the Kohen in a moment what to say, but he tells the Kohen that Kenega nearly by voice. So the question is, what mida, if you look at that, what mida would we hear is the message of that is being said over here? I would have assumed maybe the message is humility. Do you know for sure? It seems to be an ego. Let's talk about it. Let's clarify. Let's see what it is. It's not my job to make that decision. But the Alter from Slobodka sees in this a chesaron in emes, because calls him on the current does not declare it as a nega. It's not a nega. So therefore, it's not. It's only kin nega near libavoyus. It's not emes that it's a nega. So maybe we can explain the point that he's saying based on the following. The Reb Hirsch, when he explains the deal that we use the word nega, says, what is the word nega? What is the message that the word nega conveys? He says the word nega is from the word naga, to touch, negia, etc. So the word nega means a touch from Hashem. In that context, he mentions a Gemara in Hurrius and Dafyud. The word Hurrius learns out by Nige Batim, and it applies to Nige Odom as well, and I assume Nige Begodim as well. But the word learns out that a Nega, which comes because of other reasons, other than a direct divine intervention, is not considered a Nega. A Nega which comes through Tekishuv, a Nega which comes through Shadim. And the more makes a list of different reasons why a Nega could happen. They do not have Tumas Negoyim. The only thing which has Tumas Negoyim is when it's a Nega, when it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu is touching you. The Baruch Hashem is sending a message to you clearly, and it's a direct divine intervention, like the Rambam says that these Anyanim of Neis, the Ramban says the same idea, the Sephardim says the same idea. That these are Anyanim of Neis, these are not understandable by nature, that there should be a nega developing on a bias or on a baggot. So what is it? It's a nega, it's a Baruch Hashem's message, a special Neis, an ois and a pella, Baruch Hashem's special message that he's sending to this individual. So that decision, that final moment, that's what it is, and we remove all other possibilities, is when the Kohen declares that it's tummy. So till that point in time, it's like a nega, but a nega it's not yet. The moment that it's a nega is the moment when the Kohen declares that it's tummy, and that's the moment. So it's lacking an emes. It's not true if you say nega nearly my boys. I think you hear in this thought the rain kites, the emes of the Alter Slobodka, that when he looked at this, his reaction was a reaction of nega. This is a lack of emes to say nega nearly my voice. Have a good Shabbos.